Do some go through some very straightforward things. Okay, we'll do the best that we can. Prepare a little bit, but not all that much. Let's see what we got here. All right, we're up to the next part of Psukei Dezimra. The next part of Psukei Dezimra is the five Hallelukas. Okay, Psukei Dezimra Nuscha Ashkenaz. Okay, recap. Yeah, we start really with Baruch Shamar, make a bracha. Then we have Chaydu. Then we come to Mizmor L'Soida, Yichavoid, Ashrei. And then we come to five Hallelukas. Now these five Hallelukas, starting with Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun, are the last five Mizmorim in Tehillim. This is the end of Tehillim. Back of my silly, we have Tehillim. And the last five, just want to point out, these are the ones that all begin with the word Hallelujah, because the one before Kuf Mem Vav is Tehillah, that's Ashrei. It's Ashrei. So what we're really doing is, we're saying the last six. That's what we do. We say Ashrei. Ashrei is Tehillah LeDavid. And after Tehillah LeDavid comes the next five Kuf. So it's really the last six. The last six Mizmorim in Tehillim is what we recite every single day, part of Psukei Dezimra. And the Gemara says, I read the words of the Gemara says, one second, let me find it here. The Gemara says, fortunate is the one, I can't find the Gemara, but the Gemara says, fortunate, here it is, Yehi Chelki, the Gemara Mesechta, where is this? The Gemara is, I don't know what the Gemara is, Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, on the base, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehi Chelki, may my portion be from those who are the Goimrei, may Goimrei Hallel B'chol Yoim. May I be from those people who conclude Hallel every single day. Now that sounds like that a person should every single day recite the entire Hallel. Now that's problematic because you're not really supposed to say the whole Hallel every single day. The more someone says the whole Hallel every single day, it's like blasphemy. It's like as if he's saying that he's able to, he knows all of Hashem's praises. We know that Hashem's praises are infinite. It's not possible to fully, to praise Hashem. That's impossible. And also a person becomes too rugged in singing the praises of Hashem. So it can't really mean that a person that may my portion be from those who conclude, who recite the whole Hallel everything. Well, which Hallel is Rabbi Yosi referring to? Let's review. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches says, of Rabbi Yosi says, may I be from those people who conclude Hallel every single day. Which Hallel is he referring to? Is he referring to the Hallel that we recite on Yom Tov? We recite on Rosh Chodesh? Cannot possibly be, because the Halach is you're not allowed to say Hallel every single day. It's forbidden. The person says Hallel every single day, then what's the difference between a regular day and Yom Tov? You're not supposed to say Hallel every single day. So what does he mean? So someone who explained what it means is that he's zoichet to say the complete Pesukei Dezimra, because the end of Tehillim is Tehillim is one big Hallel, and the Goimrei Hallel means the purse that concludes the very end of Tehillim, which starts with Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun. It's the last six Mizmorim of Sefer Tehillim. Okay, so that's something that we have to really appreciate, is that these Mizmorim at the end in Psukei Dezimra, these Mizmorim in Psukei Dezimra, Ashrei, and the next five Hallelukas are the end of the Sefer. The end always has some significance. Okay, now let's just go. Let's just do a little just basic an idea, and then we'll just read through some psukim. We'll just discuss selective psukim and focus on them. First thing I want to point out is there's a sequence. There is a sequence to the five mizmarim, which all the mefarshim, it seems, they have their own approach to trying to figure out an order to the sequence of these five, the theme of the five mizmarim. The best way to understand this is to look at the first pasuk of each mizmar. The first one of the five is Hallelujah, Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem. I mean, that pretty much says it all. This Hallelujah, the opening line is telling us that this Mizmar is all about the Neshama. It's very personal. We are describing something that is very limited to an individual. My Neshama. And then if you look in the theme, you look through the Psukim, Ahal Hashem Lechayo, we're going to talk about that a little later on, Azam Lechabiyodi, Al Titchu Bendivim, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi, Sivroi person puts his hope in Hashem. All of these things are focusing very much, all of the psukim, they really do focus on the individual. The next mizmar, Hallelujah, Ki Toiv Zamro Elokeinu, Ki Noim Nova Sihila, is not just about the individual. It's about, appears to be Klal Yisrael. It appears to be us, the nation, the Jewish nation. Because the major theme is about Yerushalayim. Now this second Mizmar, Hallelujah, is really a great Mizmar if you want to study Yerushalayim. And Chofei Ir, you want to go give a drasha on Yom Yerushalayim, this is a great place to start. Because this whole Mizmar really dwells upon the Milus of Yerushalayim. Zamra Elokeinu, ki toiv, it is good to sing Elokeinu, ki noim dava sila, bone Yerushalayim Hashem, nitche Yisrael yichanes, Hashem gathers in the dispersed, harofil lishvur leiv, umchabesh li atzavaisam, all of these things happen in Yerushalayim. Okay, we count, mone mispar lakachavim, luchulam shemosikra. Okay, some things have to be explained, what relationship they have to Yerushalayim. But later in the Mizmor, clearly returns to Yerushalayim, where it says, "Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Halali Elokach Tzion, ki chizak, ki Hashem has strengthened the brichei sharoich, the bars of your gates, berach, banayich, bekirbeich, hasam givulech shalom, made your boundaries peaceful, chelev chitim yasbech, he has satisfied you with the best parnasa." All the things here are Magid Devar of Liakov. This refers to the Milus of Yerushalayim. Pretty much, we have to really study it much, much better, which we're not going to do. But there's enough evidence that the second Mizmar of the Hallelujahs deal primarily with Yerushalayim. And when we're dealing with Yerushalayim, what we're really mentioning is that Klal Yisrael is now going to give praise to Hashem. So again, to recap, we have over here five Hallelujahs. There is a procession, an upward procession from the five Hallelujahs. It's not just random collection of psukim. The Hallelujah number one and the essence of each Hallelujah can be found and understood in the first line. First one, it says, Hallelujah, Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem. The first Hallelujah is private. It's for the individual. The second Hallelujah refers to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, together as a nation, will sing Hashem's praises, because the second Hallelujah focuses on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Mokum that's Mechaber Klal Yisrael. The third Hallelujah is describing the world, not just the individual. We're expanding. Hallelujah, Hallelu es Hashem min Hashamayim, the heavens. Hallelu ba'miraimim, the Malochim, the Tzva'av, the Shemesh, the Reach. This third Mizmar is expanding the scope of Hashem's praise, not just to the individual, not just to the Jewish people, but to the entire world, a world, this world and the next world, what's in the other world and the next world. The next Hallelujah, number four, is describing, a lot of Hashem say this, is describing the world, a new world, the world of Mashiach. After we've already succeeded in praising Hashem as individuals, as Klal Yisrael and Golos, and as the world comes to recognize Hashem, then Hashem will bring Mashiach. And when Mashiach will come, it will be a new world order. It will be a whole new era. A whole new world for everyone. Of course, Klal Yisrael will lead, but it's different. And that's why the next Mizmah begins, Shiru La Hashem Shir Chodosh. It's something that we're not familiar with. Tehilasoi, his praise, Bekahal Chasidim. Yismach Yisrael B'yoysa B'nei Tzuyen Gil V'malcham, Yahal L'shu V'mochol B'soy F'chin Yizamlo, Roki Yoyos Yishem B'yamo Yifarna B'shua, Yahal Zuh Chasidim B'chovo Yivarna B'shkivoysam. This, La'asoyis Nekom of Agoyim. This is the end of days. It was shifting to, we'll come back to explain, to the end of days, a new time. The last Hallelujah represents, what it seems to represent is later, even afterwards. I mean, a lot of these things are mysteries because as the Rambam says, no one really knows what's going to happen in this world. But the basic outline of the Rambam is, Mashiach will come, and when Mashiach will come, the world will continue to exist pretty much the way it is now, but everyone in this entire world will recognize Hashem. Klal Yisrael will be elevated to an exalted status, and our enemies will be punished, and the world will just achieve a state of perfection based upon nature, based upon what the rules of nature that we have today. But after that period of time, the Rambam and other Mefarshim seem to indicate, is there's going to be something different. There's going to be, when all of that comes to an end, which we have absolutely no understanding of, there's going to be a spiritual existence. There's going to be Trias HaMesim, there's going to be things that are totally out of our understanding. That comes after Mashiach comes. That comes the end. So when you take all of that together, that's the last Mizmah, because the last Mizmah is very mystical. The last Mizmah says, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Kel B'Kodsho, praise Hashem B'Kodsho, in His holy place. Okay? Hallelujah B'Rekia Uzo, praise Hashem in His heaven of might. Hallelujah, big voice of His mighty deeds. Hallelujah, praise Him, Krov Gulo, according to the greatness of His greatness. Praise Him with a shofar, with a nail of a chinar, b'soif of mochol, b'minim b'yugav, which similarly refer to different types of musical instruments. B'tzilts le'shama, hallelujah, b'tzilts le'shama, kol ha'neshama, every neshama. What about the guf? Where is the guf? The guf is not present in this last mizmar. This last Mizmar is referring to a time that comes at the very, very end, something which is extremely mystical and beyond our understanding. So Sach HaKol, what we have tried to accomplish over here is to understand, is that we come to this section of the Pesukei de Zimra, the five Hallelujahs. It's not just random Pesukim being collected and uttered. There is a procession. There is a Seder. There is an order. The order goes from simple to complex, from ordinary to times of Hester Panim, to the time of the ultimate revelation, to the time to times of that are the most mystical. There is a timeline, and each Mizmar begins with one expression which attempts to capture the entire essence of the remainder of the Mizmar, and just from reading the first line of each Mizmar, you can already see the five steps. The way the world weighs, and the five steps are: first, a person on his own as an individual comes to recognize Hashem's greatness. That's Mizmar number one. Hallelujah. Halali nafshi es Hashem. Avram Avinu, he was the first one to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was one person, one man. Avraham Avinu, the whole world did not believe in Hashem. Only Avraham. He was the only one, and he's the only one that was able to say, Halali nafshi es Hashem. From him came forth a Klal Yisrael, a nation that's not appreciated, a nation that's the Ma'at Mikolam, a nation that's persecuted. But the uniqueness about this nation is that they carry on the legacy of Avraham Avinu, that they mark you that there is a creator, and they praise Hashem. That's the second Mizmar. When one individual, the neshama of Avraham Avinu, it expanded to a nation of Klal Yisrael that lives in this teeny little land called Eretz Yisrael, whose capital is this teeny little place called Yerushalayim. That's the second Mizmar. The ability to praise Hashem has leaped forward from an individual to a tzibur, the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Hallelujah, ki tov zamra Elokeinu, ki noyim navasila. The Zamra, the song of our Elokeinu. Notice here, it's Elokeinu b'lashon rabim. It's no longer nafshi. First, it was just the first Mizmar, Halli nafshi es Hashem. Now it's Elokeinu, and it's called over here a Zamra, a song. A song, by definition, is where you have a choir, where you have multiple people joining together to produce music. An orchestra needs multiple people. You cannot have one-man orchestra. You have to have multiple instruments. All of them must work together as a team to produce music. It requires a team. This is the tzibur. Which tzibur are we referring to in this mizmor? Well, the mizmor goes on to describe all the milus of Yerushalayim, which obviously refers to Klal Yisrael. They are the ones that are going to time in Golus when the world does not recognize Hashem. Klal Yisrael, they do. They're the ones who are singing this song. Then we go to part three. Part three is the time when the world is reaching the days of Mashiach. And the world is coming to recognize, indeed, the world is appreciating the whole world, not just Avraham Avinu, not just Klal Yisrael. As we march forward towards the end of days, there is an expansion of the awareness and the recognition of Hashem, and that's the third Mizmar. Hallelu es Hashem min hashamayim. Hallelu ba'meroimim. Hallelu chol malachav es angels. Hallelu kol tzva'av. And it goes on to describe not just the heavens, it goes on to describe the earth. Hallelu es Hashem min ha'oretz. Taninim, the sea monsters, v'chol b'tahoymois, eish, uvarad, all of science. And then it goes on to say, animal life, hachaya, v'chol behema, remes, v'tzipar, konof, malchi, eretz, v'chol le'umim, sorim, v'chol shayf, eretz, bachurim, v'gam besulois, zikeinim, im ne'orim, humanity. The entire world, Jew and non-Jew alike, nature, this world, the upper world, everyone, this will take place as the recognition of Hashem expands as we come towards Mashiach. And then we reach Yemois HaMashiach in Mizmar number 4. Because Mizmar number 4 talks about the Shir Chadash, a new world order. But it's still Derech HaTeva. The world is still operating according to the laws of nature, but it's the time of Mashiach. And here, Klal Yisrael is dominant, and our enemies are going to be punished, and things are going to change, because this is the time of Mashiach. And then we come to Mizmar number 5, is what happens after the era of Mashiach, when the world comes to an end, and it's a world of neshamais, of I don't know, we don't know what this means, but it's even a later era of spirituality. After the world, v'niskav Hashem levadai b'yoyim ha'hu. Chazal said that just like when Hashem existed before Hashem existed before this world started, Hashem will be the only one left after the world comes to a complete end, whatever that means. V'niska Hashem levadai, and that's what it says over Haluka Halu Kel Bekotshay, from his holy place. It's the end. Whatever that means, we don't know. Kol Hanashama Tahaluka Haluka Kol Hanashama Tahaluka Haluka. So it's very kedai just to learn this one yisaid. The five Halukas is a procession, an expansion. There is a seder in the five Halukas, going from the individual, breaking forward more and more and more to larger awareness of Hashem, both amongst humanity and the world, and in time as well. We're marching forward simultaneously in time, and as time goes on, the awareness of Hashem spreads from the individual to the tzibur, to a greater tzibur, to the shamayim, to the aretz, to everything, with retribution, accountability, and then the spiritual elements that come at the very, very end. Okay, that is one very important yisoid about the Halalukas. Okay, another important yisoid about the Halalukas we should be aware is that we have the custom to repeat the last pasuk a second time. That's not part of the Mizmar. In the Mizmar it says, Kol HaNeshama Tahaluka Haluka, period. We have a custom to repeat it a second time. The reason we do so is to indicate that this is the end. We always do that. We do that in Pesukei Dezimra, and we do that in Oz Yashir. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. Why do we repeat Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed twice? When we continue to read more Pesukim, we read more Pesukim in Pesukei Dezimra, we didn't get that far yet. For whatever reason, we'll come to them a bit later on. But in order to clarify that the Shira ends, the Shiras Hayom ends with the words Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vo'ed. This is a technique that Chazal instituted. There are other examples which I don't know at this moment. You repeat something twice to indicate this is the Gemar. Psukei Dezimra really ends with this Mizmar. These five mizmarim is the closing of Psukei Dezimra. When we say now Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, that's almost like a chasima. It's like the end bracha. Even though we do know that we say Yishtabach, and Yishtabach is really truly the end bracha, but there's a minor end bracha, which is Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. Maybe next time we'll discuss that. I'll do some research on what that's all about. But Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen is equivalent to the bracha that comes at the end. It's like when you get an aliyah. You make a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Acharayna. So too, when you say Pesuk in the Zimri, you make the Baruch Shamar is the bracha Rishayna and Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. These are like bracha, it's like an expression of a bracha. This is what comes at the end. In order to show that the Pesuk in the Zimri is now over, we say the Halalukas. The fifth Halalukah, we repeat the last pasuk, because that is a technique Chazal gave us to indicate that the Pesuk in the Zimri, they end over here in this location. Okay, next insight. The next principle about the Halukas is first is to also to remember that from the five Halalukas, they're not all the same. There are two that are more important than the others. And that's number 3 and number 5. In the event the person is short for time and he has to skip, the order of skipping, he should at least say the third Halalukah. The third Halalukah and the fifth Halalukah. What is special? Chazal, for some reason, and I'm looking, just glancing through some sefarim in preparation, I've noticed that the third Halalukah that talks about the Malachim, talks about Kol Tzva'ov, talks about, it goes through everything in creation. There's a lot of mefarshim on this. There's a lot of emphasis on this Mizmar. I don't know why, but in this Mizmar, we basically take apart the world into its parts. We take the world, we break it down into its little teeny components. We talk about the Malachim, we talk about the Shemesh, the Areach, the stars, the Shemei HaShemayim, the Mayim HaShemei Al HaShemayim. We talk about the Oretz, the Taninim, the Tehoimois, Eish, Vorot, Shelek, Vikitor, Ruach Seora, Osa. We talk about the mountains, the hills, the fruits, the Arozim, the Chayas, the Behemoths, the creepy crawlers, the Remes, Tziborganov, human beings. We break everything down. Hodo al Eretz Vishamayim. We break everything down. And then what's very fascinating is that at the end of breaking it down, we put everything back together. The very last pasuk in this mizmor says, Hodo, his praise, al Eretz Vishamayim. And notice the order is reversed. When we start the mizmor, we start with Shamayim. And we enumerate all the different elements in Shamayim, every single one of them. And then we take a break. After we finish all the elements in Shamayim, Yahalu Hashem Hashem, Kihu Tzivav Nivrohu, Vayamidem, Lo'ad Le'olam, Chok Nosan V'lo Ya'avar. We enumerate all of the elements in Shamayim, including the Malachim, and you name it, it's all there. And then there's a break. And in that break, we express that each one of these elements will praise Hashem. And then we begin fresh. And we enumerate all of the elements of the earth. It's interesting that if we would have broken up this mizmar, which is very long, by the way, it's much longer than the other ones, into two parts, no one would blink. Everyone would be very, yeah, of course. Because, I mean, if you were an editor, and they put this Tehillim on your desk, and you're the editor-in-chief of this series of Tehillim, and David puts his manuscript on your desk, and you come to this mizmar, what would you do? You would say, I think we should have a chapter break after the pasuk, Vayamidem lo'ad lo'olam chok nosan v'lo yavar. Period. And now it's time to start a new mizmar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Es Hashem min ha'aretz. Isn't that what you would do? That's what I would do. Right? You start off. Hallelujah. Each one we have to discuss that also. What's the significance of the hallelujah? What does that word mean? Hallelujah. They stole that in the churches. They stole that from David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and we start off Hallelujah Hashem in Hashamayim. So look in the middle. It says there Hallelujah Hashem in Haoretz. So don't you think that we should put a period before that pasuk and we should start Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem in Haoretz, because we enumerate all the elements in Shamayim. We then summarize it by saying all of them shall praise Hashem. We have some nice packaging at the end, and now we start fresh. Yet it's not. Yet this is one single mizmar. Why? The answer is because the sum is greater than the parts. If we would break this up into two parts, there would be praise from the Oret, Shemayim, and there would be praise from the earth. It would not then be appropriate to end off the mizmar with the last line of Hodo Yahalu Hashem Hashem Kiniskov Shmo Levado Hodo Al Eretz Vishamayim. If you were to break up this into two mizmarim, you could not have that pasuk, because that pasuk is nishtahi nishtaher. Because since here it puts the two back together, glues them back together, the pasuk doesn't belong here because we've broken it up into two parts. For that reason, they're not broken up into two parts. They're two sides of one coin. And to emphasize, when we finish the mizmar, we acknowledge that the first half was the Shamayim, the second half was the Oretz, and now we say, Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim, and we reverse it. Now, Aderch Pshat, the reversal of first saying Eretz and Shamayim is a technique to emphasize that these two must be brought together. Since we start off Shamayim first, Oretz second, to show it's all really one and the same, we conclude Oretz. Haaretz first and Shamayim second. That's a technique of mixing it up. You mix it up through and through to show don't even have a Hava Amina to separate one from the other. The Shamayim and the Haaretz. Vayorem keren li'amo Hashem, the horn will be exalted for his nation. Okay, that pasuk is a general pasuk of Klal Yisrael. Now, what this is, Rabbi Yisai, the ikor of Psukei Dezimra, even more than Ashrei. Ashrei is not the ikor. People make that mistake. People make a very big toss. They think that Ashrei is the most important part of Psukei Dezimra. It's not. Ashrei, there's a special inyan to say Ashrei every day, even if it would not be part of davening. Make believe Ashrei was not part of davening. It wasn't included in the Psukei Dezimra. So there would be a Mishnah Berurah, there would be a Chaya Adam, there would be a whole bunch of halachic works. You know, it's a good idea that when davening is over, you should say Ashrei. Because Ashrei has all the letters of the Aleph and the Pasuk of Psichas Yudecha, and if you'll say Ashrei 3 times a day, you go straight to Gan Eden. Very nice. You gotta say Ashrei. Ashrei is something you cannot, no excuse you have to say. But it's not necessarily the ikor of Psukei Dezimra. Chazal, they put it in Psukei Dezimra in order that, to make it convenient, you can end up saying it. But the ikor part of Psukei Dezimra is this mizmar. Why is this mizmar? Because this is what life is all about. This mizmar really captures the essence of what we are here for in this world, to synthesize the Shamayim and the Aretz. Hashem wanted only spirituality. He has plenty of angels, more than we can count, plenty of spiritual beings that can sing his praises. And if Hashem wants Gashmias, he only wants Gashmias. There are plenty of cockroaches out there, more than there are human beings. Plenty of them. There are water bugs, there are Democrats, there are all different types of creatures, big and small, all different colors, different genders. Just look around. And even Yavin, who have absolutely no sense of spirituality, they're all out there for Hashem. Hashem created them. They're Hashem's creatures. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem has a mission. His mission is to create a product that synthesizes the two together. Synthesizes, sanctifies the Shamayim with the Aretz. And that nation that has this charge is Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what this Mizmar does. Hallelujah Hashem in HaShamayim, part A. Part B, Hallelujah Hashem in HaAretz. And then put them in one Mizmar. Don't separate the two. Don't dare. If you separate the two, you totally miss the boat. And then the synthesis comes. Yet, Hodo al Eretz Vishamayim. His praise comes when the two of them are merged. The Hod of Hashem, the Hod is a higher level. You start off with Hallelujah, praise. Okay, we have two words here. This Hallelujah, praise. Praise Hashem in HaShemayim. Hallelujah es Hashem min Haaretz. But then there's something called Hod. And Hod is where synthesis. It's where the praise comes together, where the Shamayim and the Aretz are unified, the Ruchnis and the Gashmias. That is why this Mizmar is critical in the Hachana for Tefillah, where we come to ask Hashem that He should give us our needs, our physical needs, through spiritual blessings. Tefillah is also like the synthesis of Ruchnias and Gashmias. And this Mizmar captures that theme like none other. Now, as well, we have to also be careful that another opinion in the Gemara says that the last Mizmar is critical. That's the Ikar of Psukei Dezimra, the fifth. The fifth, what's the fifth? Halleluka, 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 Okay, so this, what is it about this mizmar? I'm not sure. I don't know exactly why this mizmar. Obviously, it's a very mystical mizmar. It says the word Hallelujah 13 times. They're connected the 13 months of the year, the Rosh Chodeshim 12/13. Okay, maybe we'll get to that next time. Discuss more of the details of some of the specifics in this mizmar. But this mizmar is also a very mystical mizmar. Maybe it's because of the last pasuk, Kol Haneshama Tahalelka Haluka. Every neshama, every neshim, every breath. You know, people were saying this a lot during Corona. Corona affected the breathing. The people who died mainly died because they couldn't breathe. It was a respiratory illness. The people who were taken to the hospital were the people who got to the point where they couldn't breathe. And when people experienced this, that they couldn't, had a hard time breathing, they have now a very new appreciation of Kol HaNeshama. I'll call Chayev Adam to praise Hashem for every single breath. Every single breath of air is a blessing. And this year has been a year where people can certainly reflect the ability to breathe freely without any difficulty is certainly a blessing. And we take it for granted. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that's why this is so significant, because in our psukid, in our tefillah, what do we ask for? Mainly, we ask for luxuries. Not necessarily luxuries, but we're asking for things to go further. Shaduchim, asking for a good parnasa, we're asking to go the next step. We tend to forget about the basics. And the most basic thing in this world is air, oxygen, the ability to breathe. Soon they'll put a tax on that also, don't worry. Soon they'll put a tax. First we'll put a tax on the Brooklyn Bridge, then we'll put a tax on breathing air. That's coming next. That's coming the next election, the next Democratic election. They'll have, give them new ideas. Become also a political issue. Shall we tax the air you breathe? Kol haneshama tahalel ka haluk, every single shama. Okay, now there's one last word I want to tell you, which I think is an amazing yesod. This thing really shook me up. I mean, it's very powerful. It's the first haluka. We start with the halukas. Haluka. It says here in this first pasuk, which opens up the five halukas, three things. Haluli nafshi es Hashem. Number one, there are three components of praise to Hashem, my neshama. Number two, ahalila Hashem b'chayoy, in my life. Number three, azamira lelokai b'odi. What does it mean b'odi? The simple translation is, while I exist. While I'm still owed, I'm still here in this world. While I'm still here, I praise Hashem. So we have the first pasuk, which opens up the five halukas, and in this one pasuk, it brings out three ideas. My neshama should praise Hashem. Number two, my life, chayoy, my life shall praise Hashem. Number three, Azamira, I will sing to Hashem be'odi, while I am in ode, while I'm still around. Whatever Hashem gives me, however, whatever number of days, hours, years, whatever you got. While you're around, you daven mincha, you daven mar, daven shachris, you do whatever you're supposed to do, be'odi, while I'm still around in this world. What's the significance of these three things? So what's interesting is, all of us, they say the same idea. The neshama is eternal. So the first thing we say is we acknowledge that, you know, this neshama, Elokai, neshama, shenasata b'tarehi, the neshama existed before we came to this world. The neshama was created in Shamayim, was sent down to this world. So the neshama, no, that's old news. That's the past. The neshama has been around. It was around. It will always be around, even after we leave. But then we want to take advantage of b'chayoy. In this context, b'chayoy means our time here in this world. The neshama has time in the other world. It had time before we came, and will have time after we leave. B'chayai means every day that we are in this planet, in this world, in this earth, there's something here. There is an opportunity. There is chayim. The third level is something very interesting. Bi'odi. This is the spice of life. It's not just ordinary, boring chayim. Question. What really makes man different than animals? What's the difference? What's the difference between a human being and an animal? So I know you'll tell me a man speaks, animals don't speak. You'll say that animal or human beings, give 100 answers to explain the difference between man and animal. But those are really, really minor differences. Those differences don't really the obvious differences, all the obvious differences, but there's something more fundamental. Think about it like this. The world today, in the year 2020, is a very sophisticated place. There is technology that's beyond belief. Man can send someone to the moon. The amount of knowledge that has been accumulated is beyond belief. The creativity of man. Now, forget about Ruchnius. Let's just talk about the Gashmius. Talk about the accomplishments of the Umay Soilim. They built a world. The world didn't, the modern world of today did not get here overnight. It took almost 6,000 years to get to where it is today, with incredible sophistication and comforts and incredible things. This is all built on experience, trial and error, on accumulation of knowledge. And if you want to talk about Ruchnius, look what Klal Yisrael accomplished. Klal Yisrael, they brought the Shekhinah to this world, Hashem Shekhinah to this world. They built the Beis HaMikdash, a makom of a Hashuas HaShekhinah. That's the ultimate accomplishment. All of the Torah knowledge, all of the prophecy. Okay, that's a human being. Now let's go talk about the animal kingdom. The monkeys, the donkeys, the horses. Go to the Bronx Zoo. Ask the next time you see a horse, what have you accomplished in this world? Your race. Ask the race of the horse, what have you accomplished in this world in the last 6,000 years? When you were created, you were a horse. And you ran around like a wilde chai out in the street with no discipline, no, just wild. And what are you today? The same thing. In 6,000 years, the animals have accomplished nothing. They've accomplished absolutely nothing. They don't have houses. They don't have indoor plumbing. They don't have sophisticated languages. They can't go to Mars. They don't know how to learn a Daf Gemara. They have nothing. The animals are the same boring animals that they were 6,000 years. Man, on the other hand, has accomplished things that are beyond belief. You know why? Because man has it in him a principle called Ode. I want more. I'm not satisfied with what I have. You put me in this world. I have to go to an outhouse to take care of my needs. I don't want to do that. I'd rather have some creature comforts. I'd rather have the bathroom in my own living quarters. Now I want a fancy bathroom. Okay, you want indoor plumbing. You want a microwave. You want to go explore other planets, entertainment. Man has a need for old, for more. And man has accomplished, he has what to show for the old. Animals, nothing. It's amazing how 6,000 years can pass and the animals have zero. And human beings have everything. That's because man has the old. And that's what this Mizmor says. First came the Neshama. Hashem created Neshama in Shemayim. May my Neshama praise you. You then put me in this world. You put me in this world. You know, a person is born, he's a helpless creature. He needs his parents to shelter him, to clothe him, to feed him, to buy him toys. He gets a little bit older, he needs his parents to pay the bills. Until finally he gets and becomes a mature adult. And all that time in his existence, he's just alive. Bechayoy. And then it comes a point in his life, hopefully, not everyone is zeicher to this, where he has independence, he has achieved financial independence, and now he can make out of himself whatever he wants. He can accomplish, he can do for the world the old. More. He can bring into this world some degree of sophistication that did not exist until now. This opening pasuk is a beautiful, beautiful pasuk that defines the essence of a human being. An animal does not have a neshama. An animal has a ruach chayim. An animal, okay, it has life. I guess it does have life, but its life, what kind of life does it have already? Haleluka, haleli nafshi es Hashem. The first thing is my neshama. Lukai neshamosh nasata b'toharihi. And then the next stage of life is, look, I come to this world, I'm just a taker for many, many years. Ahalala Hashem b'chayoy. I thank you, Hashem, for being a taker. I have no choice, that's the way life goes. And then, azamaro lelokai be'odi, in the era of my life where I contribute to man's need to give ode more, to produce something, to accomplish, to create, to contribute to this world. That's the third madrego of life. All right, so sach hakol, what did we learn today? We learned today there are five mizmorim. There's a procession. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We learned that the last parts can repeat Haleluka twice because that's the end. That is the end of Psuke de Zimra. We learned that the most important part of Psuke de Zimra is the third mizmar because this is the mizmar which really should have been broken into two. But it's not, because it represents the synthesis of Ruchnis and Gashmis, which is the purpose of creation, and that's what davening is all about. And then we learn this Yisoid, the three different parts of a person's life, Haluka, Hali Nafshi Es Hashem, Ahal Hashem Echayoy, Azamar Lelokai Be'odi. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for joining me.
How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem.